What the? Hey, stop screaming. Look, see? Look at my face. I'm not gonna hurt you. Will you quit the screaming already? Look, no claws, no sharp teeth. I'm a person, just like you. Thank you. How the hell did you even... Wait, you're... Come on, get up. We need to get back to my cabin. It's not, safe out here so late. Stop hesitating. My cabin is the closest thing to us right now. I'll let you stay there till morning. Then I'll help you get back to wherever you need to go. You just gotta get those feet moving. Thank you. Huh? Why am I out so late? Well, as you could probably tell, I was checking on my traps. I don't like having little critters stuck in them all night. Especially something as little as you. What? Oh, nothing. I'm not so used to having someone else around. Just talking to myself. Why was I wearing a mask, and how am I so tall? You're a nosy little one, aren't you? Anyways, I've worn a mask ever since I've left my home. It makes me feel powerful. Regarding my height, I was born this way. Nothing more to it. Why did I leave? They didn't want me there, so I left and learned how to take care of myself. I'm a freak of nature, apparently. If you ask me, I think all the men were just jealous. Now, it's my turn to ask you something. What were you doing so deep in the forest? There aren't any settlements around for quite a while. You're lucky something else didn't snatch you up. You were looking for some herbs for your family's business and got lost? Well, that still doesn't answer why you're so deep in the woods. I'm sure there were some closer to your home. They stopped growing near your village? So you thought to go deeper to find more? When you got lost and you panicked and... ran into my snare. Huh. Guess we both got lucky then. What? Stop asking so many questions and keep walking. We're almost there. Here we are. Come on, let's get inside. What am I doing? The latch to my door broke a while back. Pushing this in front of the door is the only way to keep it closed. Just give me a minute. I'm gonna go grab some stuff so you can sleep. Hey! Does anyone from your village even know you're lost? Why? Just wondering. Why are you still standing near the door? The large sack of herbs in the corner? Would you believe me if I told you I used them to make tea? Thought not. Now what exactly are you going to do with that sorry excuse for a knife? This is what a real knife looks like. It's probably 3 times bigger than yours. Now you're gonna put that toy down, walk over to me, and let me tie those cute wrists together. No. Fine then. Oh, now you can't hurt yourself. I'm just gonna grab your little throat. Feel that? My knife poking your belly? Now, if you don't want your stomach to get intimately familiar with my blade, I let go of my arm and put your wrists together. Good choice. Now if you so much as flinch, I'll make you regret it. Now that that's done... Aw, I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Serves a sorry bitch like you right. Now get over here and stop squirming away. Now that your shirt's off, let's remove these pants of yours. Why am I doing this? Because I can. It really is your fault, you know. Being out so deep in these woods. A fragile little thing like you doesn't stand a chance against anything out here. It was just a matter of time before something came and ate you up. You really should have listened to those stories. How do I know? I'm sure you have the answer to that question. Do you really think all of those herbs just magically disappeared? And so close to home, too. All I had to do was take a couple every month, and you came right to me. It wasn't even how I planned to snatch you. I just hoped one day you'd be dumb enough to venture deep enough into the woods where I'd grab you in the middle of the day. Oh, but you're so pathetic. You got lost and ran right into a snare I used to catch my food. It took so much out of me to not just ravish you then and there. But here, you have nowhere to run and no one to hear you scream. I'm getting so horny just thinking about the things I'm gonna do to you. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna get up and undress. I don't think I have to tell you what I'll do if you try and get up. Like what you see, my toned and shapely body, my full and heavy breasts, and arms and legs that could snap you in half. That little cock of yours is showing me that you do. Now I'm just gonna take off my pants and... Oh, your eyes are so wide. What's wrong, pet? I don't have time for stuttering, bitch. Spit it out. Oh, this. This would be my thick, rock-hard cock. And it's feeling very lonely right now. Now sit up for me, my pet. I need to get nice and sloppy for whatever I gotta do next. I said sit up! Aww. You don't like it when I grab your hair? Then listen. No. I won't let go. Open your mouth. Open! Huh! Good. Now, if you do anything stupid, just know I can snap this little neck of yours. Don't test me. What the fuck are you doing? Start sucking, or I'll ram it down your throat. That's better. Oh, if I let go of your head, are you gonna behave and keep sucking? You'd better. Oh, fuck, your mouth is incredible. Oh. Oh, that's it. Get me all wet and slippery. Faster, bitch. No. Then I'll just have to force your little face down onto me. Oh, no, 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 no. There's no pushing me off. Oh, shit. Your throat's just clenching down on me. Oh, I'm gonna fuck the fight right out of you. Oh, you pathetic little shit. Whoops. It looks like your throat is loosening up. Oh, can't have you passing out on me. I want you wide awake for what I'm gonna do next. Now get on your stomach. I'm just gonna pin your hands high over your head. And get this adorable hole nice and ready for me. Oh, stop screaming! It's just two fingers. You know what? Since you're being so ungrateful, warm-up is over. Now that that's done, I'm just gonna... Ah! Slower. Fuck no. You're nothing more than a rape toy for me. A toy I can use and abuse however I like. Stop thrashing. Okay, then. I'll put my hand back on your throat till you behave. You know how miserable you sound gasping for air? That, and your tight hole clenching around me just makes me want to fuck you harder. Oh, stop. Oh, shut the fuck up and take it. Oh, are you crying? You really are a helpless little thing. Oh, that's it. Break from me. Slip over. Oh, good bitch. Come on. Get these fucking legs over my shoulders. Oh, fuck it. Oh, I want to taste you. Oh, kiss me back. Oh, good bed. Oh. You're just a limp, whimpering mess for me. I bet you really regret ignoring those stories now. Or, oh, are you too broken to think? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. You look like such a beautiful, pathetic mess. From the second I saw you, I knew it wouldn't take much to break you. Whoops. Looks like you're leaking all my cum all over the floor. Don't worry. You'll clean it up when you wake up. Wait. Holy shit! Did you come all over your belly? Oh, you did! Oh, I guess I really did fry that little mind of yours. You're all mine now. I'll be here when you wake up.